Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Luke Woolley here at Luke Woolley's Wild Alaskan Grill. Now, you are owner and head chef here, yes?
Yep.
And you have put out quite a spread here for Berg Vivant. I don't usually get this kind of treatment. Like, this is... can I interview you again maybe tomorrow? We'll do this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Until we go through the whole menu. But no, I have eaten here at the restaurant. It's incredible. You've been in operation for, I think, just about 2 years now, right?
2.5 years, yeah.
How's things?
It's going really well.
Yeah?
It's been a lot of fun. Really like it.
Now, you do have an interesting relationship with fish, in the kitchen and out of the kitchen.
Yeah. You know, I grew up in the fish market my whole life, going to the wholesale, the trucks would come in. It would come in every day, but on Sundays, I would get to spend the whole day at the office with my dad. And as all the different trucks would come in from all over the country, I would open up every box, and it was like Christmas morning for me. You get to see fish from all over the world come in.
I'll bet. You know, and I've been down there. We're talking about Woolley's Fish Market. So
yeah.
This is your father's business, yes. So you've kind of spun off from that and opened a restaurant. So I imagine it's a pretty good relationship.
Oh,
you know, you've got a business in the family that's bringing in fresh fish daily, which I have to imagine, you know, without there being a lot of oceanfront property in Pittsburgh, it's got to be a challenge, you know, to always be working to get the freshest fish here.
Yeah.
So, pretty good connection. So, what is it about fish as a meat to work with in the kitchen that's really appealing to you?
I have to say the most appealing thing is there's so many different varieties of seafood, varieties, preparations. I mean, it's got to be, billions and billions of different combinations that you can do. So, you know, it's something that never gets old. There's always new things to try, and, new products from all over the world that are available to us. And, it's just really exciting.
What are your thoughts now on, there's a lot of conversation about farmed versus wild. Now, to me, you dip it in enough butter, it's all good. But what's the background that we need to know on that?
I would have to say the most important thing with farm-raised fish is that it's done sustainably. And, that's the most important. There's different grades, just like, beef and chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on how they farm-raise the fish, the water purity, then the what the fish are being fed will drastically influence their flavor. Generally as a whole, you want to stay away from any Chinese farmed fish. That's my number one recommendation.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go with farm raised salmon, there's certainly the Scottish or Schooner Bay out of British Columbia does a really great job of sustainably raising the fish and feeding them the correct diet so they have a really rich taste and good flavor profile.
Good deal. So for somebody that hasn't been to visit you yet, what can they expect from the Wild Alaskan Grill experience when they come and sit down and take a look at the menu?
It's a fun place for families, and I love it when, kids come here and get to try all the different food. And we offer, king crab legs from Alaska, sockeye salmon from Alaska. We bring in blue crabs from the Chesapeake Bay, soft shell crabs. We get great sushi-grade tuna delivered every day.
Awesome.
And just a wide variety, some of the best fried fish that you can get.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I had lunch here for the first time, actually, just last week. And I was with Jason Black, who does your cheesecakes, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, A-Ward's Cheesecakes. And he ordered, I think it was, you know, the fish sandwich, yep. I think, which is cod, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, usually you order the fish sandwich, fried fish on a bun, you know, pretty much the same everywhere you go. And I said, well, I'm here at the Wild Alaskan Grill, I'm going to get calamari, you know. His fish sandwich came. It was the most beautiful fish sandwich I have ever seen in my life. It was just a beautifully fried piece of fish, tomatoes and cheese on it. I was so jealous of him. That I think I'm probably going to order one to go on my way out of here today. But now, would you yourself eat anything from one of the Three Rivers, fished out of the Three Rivers?
And I have eaten walleye out of the Allegheny River on many occasions. The water quality has been going up considerably over the last 30 years.
I've heard that. Is it true? Do you believe this?
I 100% believe it. The fish populations are always an indicator of water quality. The fish population is thriving. I know as far as consumption advisories, there is I believe it's one meal every 2 weeks out of the Allegheny River for all game fish. I believe it's one meal per month for catfish and carp and other bottom feeder species. But it's, you know, all the indicators show it's a thriving fishery and that the fish are safe to eat. I mean, it's not something you want to make a habit out of, but if you catch a nice fish and want to take it home and fry it up, you know, it's, why not? It's there for us.
Now, just during my visit today alone, two members on your staff have claimed that you are one of the most hardcore fishermen in all of Pittsburgh. So you not only, you know, are working with fish in the kitchen, but you're out there. Your fish, and in fact, when I met with you last week, you were showing me pictures on your phone. Honestly, if you can send this picture to me, do, because I'll layer it over our video here. You're holding a fish that I swear is longer than you are.
I don't know if it was that big.
But what was it, a walleye?
A muskie. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's, the restaurant's closed on Monday, so.
That's your fishing day.
I call it Muskie Monday, and we go muskie fishing, you know. 52 weeks out of the year, as long as I don't have any outside obligations, I try to go. And, you know, we'll go ice fishing in the winter when it gets cold. We'll, you know, fish in the springtime, obviously in the summer and fall. And it's just something I've always been a big fan of.
Now, I can't imagine that those are very easy to catch. This is like a real sportsman's fish.
They're considered the fish of 10,000 casts. A lot of anglers will go their whole lives without catching one.
What are you up to now?
This year, my fishing buddy Nick and I landed 30.
Well, I guess if you go every Monday, your odds are a little better.
We're definitely getting better at it. I think it started this year. I decided I wasn't going to fish for anything but muskies. And since I've done that, the catch rate has gone up considerably.
Awesome. Now, are those good? Are them's good eating, as they say?
You know, I've never eaten one before. I've eaten northern pike, which is the closest relative to muskie, and it's delicious. It's really, really nice white meat.
So are you a catch-and-release kind of guy then?
I am, for the most part, a catch-and-release angler when it comes to muskie. Now, ice fishing will catch perch and crappie occasionally, and I will fry those up and eat them. They're delicious.
Do you cook for yourself at home?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Holidays.
Now, is fish a regular part of your diet, you know, when you're cooking for yourself?
I eat fish probably at least one meal a day. Yeah. I can't get away from it. It is my favorite protein. I mean, I do like steak and pork and everything, but if I had to pick one protein, it would definitely be fish.
Now, if I am a connoisseur, and I'm coming to your restaurant for the first time, what do you feel on the menu right now are those pieces de resistance, the must-tries?
I really like the swordfish.
Yeah, can't go wrong there.
It comes with roasted potatoes and cabbage and bacon that's sautéed, and it's grilled and topped with a wasabi glaze. And that has to be one of my favorite things on the menu.
Good deal. Well, let's get down to business here. You've brought some samples, and I mean, this looks incredible. You know, I'm going to move the martini aside, which, you know, I rarely do. So this, you know, this is a special occasion. What's going on here?
Well, what we have is there's genuine Alaskan king crab.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Now, the difference between genuine and what might be run-of-the-mill, this is really something special.
I was fortunate enough a few years back when we opened that Captain Wild Bill from the Deadliest Catch stopped into the restaurant, and now he comes in every time he's in town, and he set me up with the processor that buys his crab, and they They ship it to us here in Pittsburgh.
So as far as crab goes, that's like as good as it gets.
It definitely is. Yeah. In fact, 80% of the crabs that are caught in Alaska immediately get packaged and shipped to Japan. So only 20% of that crab quota makes its way down into the lower 48 states.
So we're getting like crappy crab around here. So you're rising above it for us.
It's not that it's crappy crab. It's just that, you know, the Japanese being such huge fish connoisseurs will pay the premium price for the best product. And, you know, we're fortunate enough to have that. And
that's good to know. We've got a place in Pittsburgh we can go for it, too. You know, so that's pretty cool.
And you can really tell the quality. The legs are just jam-packed, filled with meat.
Those are some thick legs. They are. You know, I myself, you know, don't, you know, eat crab legs that often because it's such a delicacy. And, you know, it's a little bit of work to get in there and stuff like squirting in your eye and things, you know. But these look beautiful. I mean, the only way they could be more beautiful if they were dancing for us, you know. But, like, that's incredible. I mean, bam. And this is what they're catching on Deadliest Catch, right?
Yep. This is the king crab right here, and then the Baradai snow crab.
Okay, so we've got two different crab here.
Yeah.
So king crab clearly is the thicker of the two.
Yeah, king crab has a more like a bolder flavor, more acidic crab taste, whereas the snow crab is going to have a sweeter, more delicate flavor.
Okay, pretty good. Now, what's your favorite?
I like the king crab.
Yeah?
I like that intense flavor.
It's pretty hefty.
Yeah.
Good deal. Good deal. And then here we have a little bit of...
This right here is the hot pepper crusted ahi tuna. It gets dusted in a Japanese hot pepper flake. Mm-hmm. It gets grilled and sliced and served over a bed of wasabi coleslaw.
Awesome.
With tobiko, scallions, and sesame.
And we can get these here at the restaurant. Are any of these seasonal, or is this a year-round treat for us?
Throughout the holidays, we bring in the crab legs. The season for the king crab is in November, and then the Baradai snow crab comes back into season in January. So
pretty good.
Frozen product is available year-round, but we do bring in the fresh product when it's available.
So the getting's good now here at Wild Alaskan Grill. Now, a little bit about the title of the restaurant, Wild Alaskan Grill. What is the relation there?
It's called the Wild Alaskan Grill because a little over 5 years ago, I was a fishing guide in Bristol Bay, Alaska, and worked construction in Montana. And as fate would have it, I was laid off from my construction job, ended up back in Pittsburgh. And my uncle Jim, who runs the market now, wanted to have a salmon festival where we educated our customers about the five different species of Pacific salmon and farm-raised salmon, and wanted me to pass out samples of all the different varieties of fish that we carry. And immediately a light went off in my head. I remembered, as a child, Cajun Richie would run the grill in front of the market and serve kielbasa and Cajun shrimp. So I told my uncle, you know, I'd be happy to do the salmon festival, but why don't I sell grilled salmon lunches in front of the fish market? And that's where the Wild Alaskan Grill was born, because the first day it was just Wild Alaskan salmon. That's always
sold. Pretty good.
So we opened it up and did very well, and eventually expanded the menu and opened into a full service restaurant.
Yeah, good. Now, not a lot of people know this, but I actually lived in Alaska for a year.
Oh, wow.
Eagle River, to the west of Anchorage. I don't know if you've heard of it, but yeah, my dad was military, so I lived there. An ash volcano erupted the year that we lived there, and I remember going salmon fishing in those rivers, and everybody's fishing when they're doing the spawning run, when they, you know, go up to spawn, then subsequently die. But I swear there were more fish in those rivers than there was water.
Yep.
You know, and fishermen, shoulder to shoulder, just casting their lines in. I mean, you'd be better off just taking a net and going down this, but you can't do that legally.
Some rivers you can.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's subsistence. But
it was amazing the kind of fish that were coming out of there. So Alaska is the source probably in this country. It's a great fishing resource, and you've tapped into that. So are we going to tap into this? This is a good demo, because I am really bad at eating crab, so I kind of need a lesson.
All right,
this will be really great.
Let me show you here.
I'm gonna take my jewelry off. Okay, so you just
take
put your
leg.
Hands like that.
Yeah.
Just, don't be shy, right? No, you want me to grab this one?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So let's see how you're... Okay, so I'm going to just
follow... You have
follow.
Your leg here?
Yep, I got that leg.
We can go for the best part first here. This leg here, if you want to crack that off.
Okay, so I want to go in the opposite direction
go in the opposite direction.
Okay.
Just pull that out.
Pull it.
It's gonna pull the tendons.
I got them little tassels there, yeah. Okay, now
we'll take this is the knuckle meat back here. We'll pop that off.
Again, opposite of the way the joint goes, right? Okay, wait. So, it seems like it goes both ways. I don't know what I'm doing with there. Just any way, I guess?
Twist it off.
All right. They're sharp, you know that.
Yeah, be careful.
Okay, so I don't know if, is that good enough?
Yep, perfect.
All right.
And then what I like to start doing is you can just, there's several ways to do it. You can either crack it in half or you can just slowly peel away.
Okay.
Almost like you're peeling an orange with spikes. Be careful.
Yeah, that's the thing. You gotta be, I got stuff flying around.
And just slowly peel that away. And since we pulled the knuckles out, you can just, once you get far enough into it, you can just slide the meat right out.
You think?
It'll be kielbasa-sized piece of king crab.
So it's not considered bad manners to eat with your hands when you're dealing with crab. Okay. All right. You kind of have to. All right, so I see we're just kind of going down. It is a little spiky. There is a price to pay for this deliciousness, you know? No pain, no gain, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that. That is, I got some nice leg emerging here.
Take your time. You're going to get a nice.
So this is a good social meal, you know?
Absolutely.
Chat a little bit, peel a little bit.
Make some martinis.
You got it.
Legs.
You got it.
Doesn't get any better.
Now, how do you catch a crab?
They catch them in pots. They weigh about 1,000 pounds or 6 feet wide.
The pot weighs about 1,000 pounds.
About 1,000 pounds, yeah. So here's the meat that we get out of there.
All right.
If you do it right, you're going to get a nice.
Now, can I, do you think I can pull? Oh, yeah, I can.
Yeah,
look at that.
Slide it right
out. Holy moly, look at that.
Just dip it in butter, or you can eat it just by itself.
Oh, I'm going to dip it in butter.
Go for it.
Let's try this and just kind of take a bite, like a little seafood candy bar, right?
Yep.
Mmm. That is heaven. How can you go wrong?
Pure crab bliss.
Wow. Like, now I know what they're after on that deadliest catch thing.
Oh, yeah.
You think I'm cut out for that job? You think I can swing it?
I don't know. Maybe if your heart's in the right place, you probably could.
Well, my appetite's in the right place. That's kind of what I'm saying. I'm going to keep going with this. Now, what do you do with crab here at the restaurant? I mean, you certainly can serve it in crab legs. What other crab dishes are you working with?
Well, we do a special. It's called the Alaskan roll.
Mm-hmm.
It's tempura king crab in a sushi roll with eel and a mango sauce.
Mm.
A little bit of cucumber, avocado, tobiko. It's unreal.
I'm sold on that. I'll give it a shot. I'm going to finish this. I hope you don't mind.
Do that.
But, like, you can't let this go to waste. This is incredible. That was such a treat. Thank you. I got a little education there, you know, because I kind of shied away from ordering crab legs. I'm like, oh, it's a lot of work. I'm going to cut myself. But I tell you what, it's worth it.
Oh, yeah. And then show you here with the snow crab.
Yeah, what's the technique
just
here?
Just to give you the same exact technique.
Okay.
Just break them apart. Grab yourself a nice little leg here.
Huh?
You've got this meat. Got the knuckle meat right up here.
Okay,
so this is easiest meat to get to.
All right, so we can kind of do a little pull and peel there.
Yeah, just pull and peel. You get a nice little cluster right on top there.
Look at that, yeah.
You can just dip that right in the butter there and eat it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little different taste, sweeter.
A little bit sweeter.
Yeah.
And the same thing, just pull this part off like that.
Okay, now you split
the. Pull the tendons out.
Okay.
And with the snow crab, you can split it right in the middle. Be careful not to break the meat, though.
Okay.
And just pop the meat right open.
I'm glad you told me that.
There comes your meat.
Okay. Oh, I did it.
Nice.
Ah, look at that. And then pull it this way, too. I can probably.
Should we get the full piece?
I'm working on it. Now, do I need to?
You might need to break the back.
Oh, no. How's
there
that?
You
look
got
at
it. Perfect, like a pro.
That's right. Oh, yeah. And I am definitely going to become a professional at this. I mean, like I said, the taste is worth it. Okay, so let's try this a little bit. Oh. Yeah, if you're looking to treat yourself to a nice holiday meal with a family or with friends, I mean, come get some of this crab. Oh. It's heaven. This really is. It's too bad these don't live in the Allegheny River. You know, I don't know. Would they survive? Can we start implanting them, maybe?
You know, that. I don't think they would do too well in fresh water.
Well, Alaska's the source. Very good. Oh, that was such a treat. Now, I want to make sure we get to, you know, all our stuff here. Our cheesecake's wilting a little bit. Maybe we gotta take a look at that.
A little dessert, we'll break.
Maybe focus on this quickly.
This right here is the hot pepper crusted ahi tuna.
Yep.
Right now, the tuna's coming out of George's Banks.
Oh, yeah?
So it's Southern North Carolina, South Carolina tuna. Really nice, great color, great flavor.
Yeah, beautiful presentation, too.
Carefully grab some chopsticks and give it a try.
Heck, yeah. You don't have to ask me twice. Now, is that usual? Is that like a good tuna spot off the coast of Georgia? Like that? Why for there for some reason? Because I'm thinking like way out in the Atlantic somewhere or something like that. But
well, there's an offshore hump that the fish kind of migrate past, congregates the fish.
So you know the best places for everything. Where the best stuff comes from anywhere in the world. So Georgia, I never would have guessed. So I'm trying to snag a little. Now you just kind of just grab like a piece of meat.
Like, try to get a little bit of the coleslaw in there with the tuna.
Now I'm okay with chopsticks. It's kind of like form a pincer. Okay, so I want to kind of do this, right? And like, did I get enough stuff there? Maybe I'll just grab a little dab of that. Okay. So the tuna looks like, how would you say this is prepared then?
It's just a really light sear. Mm-hmm. The grill's running about 550 to 600 degrees.
Yep.
So it's just enough to give it a little smoky pepper flavor.
Yep. What do you think? One bite?
Go for it.
Yeah. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. It's very refreshing. Mmm. That's good. You really tell it's very fresh. Mmm. That's a good choice. And I would guess you use the tuna a lot in the sushi that you do here, too. Yes?
Yep.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's bravo. Excellent. And then to top it all off, we've got cheesecake yet. So if you're not full at this point, you can actually get a little dairy in your diet. And let's just kind of get this on camera here. Now, this is it's a beautiful display. Now, we've been talking about crab and tuna for a while, so the nice whipped cream has drooped a little bit, but this is incredible. And these are by A. Ward's Cheesecake, does your cheesecakes.
Yeah,
and they are royalty among cheesecakes in our region.
I consider myself a cheesecake fanatic, probably for my entire life. It's always been my favorite dessert, mm-hmm. And really lucky to be able to carry this cheesecake at the restaurant.
Yeah, I've heard that they've got some of the tastiest in town, and I mean, again, the presentation's beautiful, and several different varieties, right?
Yeah. This one here is the Madagascar Vanilla Bourbon Cheesecake.
Wow, that's a lot fit into one title.
Yeah.
But it looks beautiful. As long as it's out, we're going to take a little sample.
I always judge a cheesecake by the crust.
Yeah.
I absolutely love their graham crackers crust.
Right here.
All the layers have slightly different flavor.
Really I'm willing to share, by the way, if you want to get in on this. I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, you don't have to twist my arm.
There you go. And you went for the crust. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
That's right on the mark. The consistency, too. You know how you get some cheesecakes? They're like a brick.
Yeah.
You know, this is nice and fluffy and smooth.
Yeah.
I don't want to say light because there's a lot of flavor in there. But I mean, you've got it all here. So, you know, we got crab, we got tuna, we got everything on the menu. And to top it off with a cheesecake like this is just absolutely, absolutely beautiful. I mean, that's good quality. I'm going to scoot it a little here. You know, we'll bring our crab legs back. But yes, definitely A. Ward's Cheesecakes. Available here at Wild Alaskan Grill. So, you know, we're going into the holiday season here. You're certainly featuring the crab, which we've determined phenomenal. Any other specials coming up in the next couple months or something to look forward to here and maybe in the coming year, future plans?
You know, coming, we're going to be putting a new raw bar with a live fish tank and steamer with live lobsters, crabs, and a sushi bar in the main dining room.
No, it doesn't get any fresher than that, does it? That one there, and then 10 minutes later, you got it on your plate. There you go.
Exactly.
Lobster versus crab, what do you think? What's
crab.
Yeah, you're a crab guy, huh?
Definitely.
There you go. Yeah, lobster, it's kind of the same thing, but and then think about the little mini ones. What is it, like langostinos or something?
I like those a lot.
Yeah.
It's tough to beat the flavor profile of a king crab. Right? I've always been sold on that. I love blue crabs as well. For some reason, I like lobster. I love lobster rolls, love lobster bisque, but I've always been a king crab guy.
See, I was a lobster guy, but today I think you changed my mind. I mean, I've just never had the good stuff, I think. That's what it is. You're open for lunch, right?
Yep, open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday, closed on Mondays.
And we can find you online, too. Check out the menu online,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. Salutebully.com.
Do we need reservations to stop in?
Definitely on the weekends. Yeah. The most recommended weekdays sometimes as well, but
great, great, great. Well, I learned a lot here today. I will definitely be back. And like I said, I think I'm going to leave with one of those fish sandwiches as Jason Black had that one time. No, it's a real treat here. There's something for everybody, you know, even if you've got room for dessert. If not, you'll be well taken care of. Very fresh, very tasty. So, Luke, thank you for chatting with me and treating me to a delicious array here. Like I said, I'll be back to sample the rest, certainly. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.